It is again, didn't I? Okay. To donate, visit soamron.com and click on the link on the homepage. Right? We don't have any particular discussion in mind tonight, but we will be standing by at the end of the net for questions or any discussion somebody else might have. For Amron questions that are not answered on the website, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. It is that time of year again, the Amron GMRS meet and greet. Bob, 572, has accepted to host at his house again on the river in Grants Pass. You've been there, and it is a beautiful place. We have really enjoyed doing this. This is going to be on Saturday, October 19th, from 3 to 6 p.m. The address is 5010 Leonard Road in Grants Pass, Oregon. I'll say that again, 5010 Leonard Road. It will be a potluck, and there are lots of good things that people bring. As always, good to see some faces behind the voices and have a social with like-minded people. Great. This is week 187 of the Amron Net. And by the way, I don't think we've been announcing how many people we get on this net. We have been averaging 115 people every week on this net. It is a large net. That's why I try and go a little bit faster. Okay, Amron stands for the American Radio Redoubt Radio Operators Network. It is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disaster and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in the net. I spell Amron phonetically, right? Okay, spell Amron phonetically. Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during disaster or extended power and or communications outage, such as they're having back east. Further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down, and radio may be the only form of communications you have. Stand by. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. There's a lot of people back east that wish they had started a Channel 3 project and had radios with them. So I encourage you to stay tuned for the intelligence brief after roll call and then switch channels on your radio and participate in using your Channel 3 at the end of the net. Great. This is only a practice net. Visit Amron.com, that's AMRRON.com, to download the latest Amron signals operating instructions, see the Beacon newsletter, and more. Great. Also, be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at SOAmron.com for radio recommendations, instructional documents, videos, and much more. Great. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of your transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater. Right? Now, reminds me, this is WQRR330. Continuing on, the current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB3 check-ins were before the net from 6:15 to 6:45 with Roger, Rascal, Dewey, Dave 427, and Selma Snowman in their various locations. Illinois Valley, Amron, Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Monday during the IVART check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of the net. Take note of who you can hear and communicate with them. Practice makes perfect. We are currently working towards the goal of each community having the ability to conduct an Amron net both on their local GMRS repeater and on Channel 3 in case the grid goes down and the repeaters are unlinked. If anyone is interested in being an Amron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Dad joke for the night. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.